one thing is just to completely have a whole different frame where yoga is not about the class, but it's about the way we live. It's about, you know, this whole thing, piece on activism, spiritual activism, and rethinking action in the world from a yogic point of view, which is tremendous help to environmental activists. But from the context of just the 90-minute yoga class, you can invoke reverence and dedicate the class to the earth. You can do guided meditation at the beginning or the end, or during the postures on the elements. Maybe pick one element per class. And there's meditation on the elements was one of the first forms of meditation. And so bringing in awareness of an element in a yoga class helps students realize how they interpenetrate the elements of the earth. You can feel the elements in your body and make that very conscious through the postures. The whole concept, this is a Buddhist term, but it also exists in yoga, of metta, or loving kindness. If you're focusing on an element, you can send blessings to that element at the beginning of class, during class, the end of class. Many of the postures are based on the forms or the energetic or spiritual qualities of animals, plants, sun, moon, and so you can evoke those. You don't want to be heavy-handed, but in a posture, you can encourage, let's say you're doing, let's say we're in fish pose. Let a species of fish that you know come to mind and feel your own fish qualities, feel your resonance with fish. Send out blessings. We know that the fish are in trouble. The salmon, that all the different fish populations are greatly depleted. So sending your blessings and having that positive intention. For me, the standing poses, the warrior poses, they're named warrior for a reason. It's about becoming a spiritual warrior. I sometimes use the word, you know, like, to make it funny, we'll talk about the Amazon women being like an Amazon woman, or being a spiritual activist. And so in the standing warrior poses, you feel actually those qualities of strength and discipline and integrity of a warrior, and then spread those out into the world, and then add the qualities of peace and love. Those are just some of the things. There's a whole system that we have taught two cohorts that went through a Green Yoga Teacher Leadership Program. And I was involved in developing the first one, and then there was another one that was taught through Loyola Marymount University, which was for yoga teachers on how to bring this into their teaching, and there's a whole system that we developed for